This podcast is sponsored by Capital Blue Cross. For over 80 years, Capital Blue Cross has offered products and services that provide peace of mind and promote good health. For every age and stage of life, Capital Blue is here for you. For more information, go to capitalbluecross.com.
And also sponsored by Mark Smith at Oars Capital, an SEC registered financial advisor with a legal obligation to put your needs first.
Have a 401k from an old firm or a pension where you can take a lump sum payment? Mark can help. Go to oarscapital.com or call 717-601-0651. Are you feeling blue? Are you feeling depressed? Music can be good for the heart and soul.
And this is Chick to Chick. You know, Flora, sometimes when I'm just in a mood, whether, you know, I'm in a bad mood or I'm feeling sad or whatever it is, one of the things I love to do is crank up the music. I just pick something that I know is going to make me feel really good and I just go with it. And when in doubt, you put on the music and you just shake all of what makes you feel bad, sad, or whatever right out.
What's that song, Shake It Off, Shake It Off? Who sings that song?
Taylor Swift.
Yeah, you know, you can just shake it off. Music does, it kind of lifts your spirits. It can put you in a good place. Sometimes you hear a song and it takes you back to a good place. You know, a memory. And I think people, too, are really struggling with the pandemic. So maybe adding a little bit of music in your life really is good for the heart and soul, which brings us to our guest today, two of my favorite musicians, Ken Ullman and Aaron Cruz of Endless Summer. Hi, guys. You're coming to us direct from Florida. We just feel so bad for the two of you. Oh, my heart breaks.
What a shame.
Here today.
Yeah, so. It's chilly out.
I bet it's chilly out. Ken, let's talk about music. How did you get involved in music and how does it help you, you know, mentally, emotionally, especially, you know, when you're feeling kind of blue?
Well, it's been part of my life for almost all of my life. I started when I was 7 years old and I've been doing it all that time. And, you know, honestly, it's been a great stress relief, number one. But I think it's just part of your heart and soul. You know, you feel it when you go out and you play for people and people smile and they sing along with you. And it makes you feel good inside because you know you're making people happy. And I'll tell you, in the COVID era, it's really helped because when all else failed and we couldn't go to dinner and we couldn't do other things, I went out to the beach and played my guitar and it still felt great.
Oh, man. Fantastic.
Yeah, seriously. That sounds so nice.
A little bit jealous, I got to admit. No, I'm a lot
jealous.
I'm just
picturing Ken on the beach strumming his guitar.
Watching the chicks go by, right, Ken?
Yes.
Don't forget about the chicks.
Yeah, the chicks.
Okay, that's funny. So most guys will take a dog to the beach, but Ken takes his guitar. So speaking of that, the things that, you know, that make you feel good when you're doing music, I'll say this. When my daughter, Samantha, was really sick and struggling with Lyme and home from college because she was that sick, she picked up a ukulele. She ordered one online and picked it up because she's like, A, I need to do something that just makes me feel so much better and out of this sick space in my head. But then it was just something enjoyable for her. Like she could just tap out of what was going on for a period of time. You know, Aaron, do you have experiences like that too, being a musician and a vocalist?
Yeah, I mean, I've been a musician for many, many years. I've had a lot of ups and downs in my life. I've moved around to a lot of different places. And the one constant for me has been music. So during the pandemic, you know, I did my share of just jigsaw puzzles and I read a lot of books. And I was kind of feeling a little disconnected from music. And I, too, went online and got my ukulele on Amazon. And my father always said, you know, as a singer, you should be able to accompany yourself. And I've always had to hire musicians to accompany me. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to do something different, something I've never done before, and see where it takes me. And it's just been such great therapy. I've had so much fun with it. I'm picking out all these songs that I used to hear and love, and now they're becoming my repertoire, you know, and I'm able to play and sing and it's awesome. I'm really loving it.
Play a little bit for us. Give us an example of the ukulele.
You mean, well, I still have a job?
Okay, let's play together.
Do this one first?
Yeah.
When you brush your shoes, smile before the mirror. Then you comb your hair, grab your cold hat.
Then you try to remember all the wild nights we had.
And everything looks so complete when you're walking out on the street, and the wind catches your feet, sets you flying, crying. Ooh-wee. Wild night is calling.
Love it.
Wonderful. That's so fun. That's wonderful. Well, you know, Aaron, you sing something. It is just my absolute favorite. So you know what? I don't think people want to hear us chirping anymore. I think we'd rather hear you sing. You do just this fantastic rendition of Over the Rainbow. So we're going to end this podcast with Endless Summer and Over the Rainbow. Thanks for watching. We'll be back next week to chirp about another topic. Aaron and Ken, take it away.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, there's a land that I heard of once in a lullaby. That you dare to dream really do come true. One day I'll wish upon a star, wake up where the clouds are far behind me. Oh, I travel down like lemon drops, way above the chimney tops. That's where fly beyond the rainbow wide.